From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Former Vice President Al Gore endorsed Howard Dean for the Democratic presidential nomination at a rally this morning in Harlem and again later in the day in Iowa. News of the endorsement came as a surprise to many, not least of all Joe Lieberman, Gore's running mate in 2000. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The news of Gore's endorsement had already leaked out last night, so instead of a dramatic flourish, Howard Dean introduced Al Gore this morning with a joke.
When we set this event up, I had absolutely no idea that we were going to have the elected President of the United States here with us today.
The 2000 election isn't a laughing matter, though, among diehard Democrats. Many are still sore about the Florida recount and have remarkable loyalty to Al Gore. This morning, Gore urged those people to give their support to Dean.
Howard Dean really is the only candidate who has been able to inspire at the grassroots level all over this country the kind of passion and enthusiasm for democracy and change and transformation of America that we need in this country.
In his speech, Gore showed the kind of passion that many people say he lacked in 2000. He called the situation in Iraq a quagmire and praised Dean for standing up to President Bush on the war. And even though it's 6 weeks until the primary and caucus season begins, Gore decided there was no reason to wait.
Get behind Howard Dean and let's make this a successful campaign as a group. It is about all of us, and all of us need to get behind the strongest candidate.
Some of the other Democrats in the race released statements noting that the voters, not Al Gore, will make the final decision about who's the strongest candidate. Senator Joe Lieberman, who had held off running for president until Gore declined to run, said on NBC's Today show that he didn't even get a phone call from Gore.
What really bothers me is that Al is supporting a candidate who is so fundamentally opposed to the basic transformation that Bill Clinton brought to the Democratic Party in 1992. Clinton made our party once again fiscally responsible, pro-growth, strong on values for middle-class tax cuts. And Howard Dean is against all of those.
And yet that seems to be what Gore likes about Dean, the spirit of a maverick. Today, Al Gore sounded much less like the centrist he was as vice president and more like an outsider in his own party.
We need to remake the Democratic Party. We need to remake America. We need to take it back on behalf of the people of this country.
Today's endorsement was held at the National Black Theater in Harlem, and organizers said the location was meant to send a message. Howard Dean, the former governor of an overwhelmingly white state, has been working hard to attract African Americans to his campaign, especially since he was criticized for saying Democrats need to attract Southern voters with pickup trucks and Confederate flag emblems. Gore, meanwhile, is very popular in the black community, and in 2000 he received a record number of black votes. Outside of the speech, at the corner of 125th Street and Lenox Avenue, everyone knew who Al Gore was, but for the most part it was mostly, Howard who? Here's what Lena Hills, a nurse's assistant, knows about the former Vermont governor.
Nothing, but so far he's with the ex-vice president, so I guess, well, I probably can take it from there.
A young woman named Lenora, who chose not to give her last name, was a little more skeptical of the endorsement.
Just because Gore says something doesn't mean I'm going to be a complete idiot and just run out to the poll blindly, you know what I'm saying? I'd have to find out more about the person. But like I said, I've never heard anything about him, but the fact that Gore, you know, is supportive of him, I would give it a second thought.
And if that's the least that an Al Gore endorsement can do, allow undecided voters to take another look at Howard Dean, then today really was a coup for his campaign. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.